know that life is about relationships, and every relationship is a channel for the release of good or for evil. But I believe, God, that the relationships in your life will be channels of good to you and not channels of evil. And I started an episode the last time talking to you about defend that relationship. Don't let it die. When God has brought people into your life, do your best to make sure that the connection stays. In Matthew chapter 19, verse 5 and 6, Jesus says, well, God made them two. And so what God has joined together, let no man put asunder. It's not just about marriage, it's about your career and your destiny. And we talked about three things. The first is this, that God can connect you and man disconnect you. Don't allow it. Secondly, we said, the stronger the bonding, the more difficult it is to disconnect. So fortify it. Make sure the bonds that tie you to others in relationships are fortified. That's how to make sure relationships work. The third one is, the enemy only succeeds when we let him. Jesus said, let no man. That means you can prevent men from messing up your destiny relationships. So question is, how do we stop the enemy? How do we make sure that the relationships that God has brought us into are defended? Because there are some people that just get into engagement and it breaks. They connect in business, it breaks. They gather members in church, they lose them. I mean, they get political associates, they quarrel everywhere they go to. After a few days, everything is over. Church abasal, that's all they keep hearing. But I came to tell you today, your relationship will work. How will it work? Well, three things. Number one, repair the wounded relationships. If it's been wounded, repair it. The second one, fight for your destiny connections. Fight for your destiny connections. And the third one, fortify your valued relationship. In the last episode, we looked at repair the wounded relationships. Now let's get to fighting for your destiny connections. Listen, the only time men are careless is when they're careless. When you're careless, you become careless. But when you care much, you become careful. I'm asking you today, be careful. Casual people always end up casualties. Be very careful. Whatever is worth a fortune is worth fighting for. Be very careful. Any relationship that God brings into your life, that's a channel of favor, channel of lifting, channel of grace, be careful to fight for them. I mean, God says, he that finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor. That's a good relationship, so fight for it. There are people that walk in and life begins to walk. Make sure they stay in your life. When Mordecai was having an issue with Haman, they needed a Ahasuerus, and Esther went into a fasting to make sure that this relationship that brought me honor, that positioned me here, I will fortify it and defend it so it can defend us. What do you do? How do you fight for your destiny portion in relationships? First thing, stand on covenant platforms. Stand on covenant platforms. Make sure. For example, you have a marriage issue. The Bible says that I will make him a helper suitable for him. That's a covenant platform. Genesis 2 verse 18. Stand on it and fight. Ecclesiastes chapter 4 verse 9 can help you sustain a friend. Two are better than one. Isaiah 61-3 can help you attract important people and keep them in your life. He said, kings shall come to the brightness of your rising. Stand on covenant platforms. Proverbs 21 verse 1 can help you keep relationship with their boss. He said, the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord, and like rivers of water, he turns it anywhere he wills. He can help you keep that. I mean, Proverbs 16 verse 7 can help you win back enemies. He said, when a man's way pleases God, makes his enemies to be at peace with him. Stand on covenant platforms and pray. Then secondly, engage affection and wisdom. Engage affection. For Esther, she prepared a banquet, invited the king. That's engaging affection, engaging love. Listen to me. You cannot withdraw from a relationship you haven't invested in. No, you can't withdraw from it. You just keep investing. Listen. Friendship is invested in. Proverbs 18:24. He that must have friends must show himself friendly. So please invest in it. Show love, show affection, and all that. And sometimes the best wisdom is humility. Coming down and pleading. Coming down and sending a gift. Coming down and talking softly. You may need that in order to strengthen that relationship. If you don't, you may kill the relationship. And the third thing, dislocate strange interferences. If you find out that the relationship that you're working on, there are strange interferences, dislocate them. For example, Paul is with Sergius Paulus, Elymas is intruding, and Paul blinded Elymas. I want you to blind somebody right now so that your relationship can continue. There are destiny roadblockers. There are people who are not going to help you and who are not going to in any way lift you up. What are they? Remove them. Remember when Ruth wanted to marry Boaz, but there was another king's man. They had to say, okay, how do we move this man out of the way for Ruth and Boaz to continue their relationship? There are people you need to move out. I pray today that God move them out of your life in Jesus' name. And like I said in the last episode, some of the people you need to move out are tell bearers that are false. People who are just saying something that makes no sense. That interested parties in what they have no interest at. They're not a party, and yet they're interested parties. I'm asking you today, drive them out of your life so that your relationship can work. Sir, please listen. Fight for what you value. Fight for what you need. Fight for what is going to work in your life. God does not want his investment in relationship in your life to fail. Because anytime God wants to help a man, he will send men into your life. Every man in your life is either an agent of God or an agent of the devil. I believe the one there is an agent of God. So today, fight for it and you win.